These are some of the texts that I'm going to be using today. But we're going to start with Leviticus 23. And as we work through that, I'm not going to read all of it. But you might want to have your Bibles open to Leviticus 23 and kind of follow along. And even when I skip portions, you might want to take a look at what's in between that. And we're going to look at the appointed festivals. Now, the thing that brought this to mind for me is that we had a powwow a couple weeks ago. And we celebrated our heritage, where we came from, who we are. We celebrated the veterans and the purpose, really, of the powwow for 148 years has been to welcome home families and the veterans, the people that defend our country, our nation, our people. And over 4 days, our community grew because people came home. And we had curious people, visitors from outside that came and they wanted to see what's going on at the powwow. And we spent time and money and energy and emotion to honor people, to honor our veterans, and to welcome home family and friends. And each person participated in the way that they did best or wanted to participate, or in some cases didn't participate. But for some, the honor of a relative or a veteran was the primary purpose of the festival, of the celebration. For others, the singing and the dancing was important. A couple of these little girls said, "Hey, I danced at the powwow." And I know a lot of you participated. For some people, it was the prize money that was important. For some people, it was just the getting together, the fellowship, the enjoyment. For some people, the food, either eating it or preparing it. Some people don't care to eat it, but they love to prepare it, and some are the other way around. We had some people that were announcers. We had organizers. We had people tending the booths. Beforehand, there were people that fixed up the grounds, cleaned it up, got it ready. There are people afterwards cleaning up, taking care of it all. Each person participates in the way that they are able to, and the way that they have interest in it. But everyone that participated because there was a particular interest or reason for them to come together. Now, as I watched the various participants, particularly those out in the arena, I noticed that there were some that really cared about what they were doing. I mean, every step they took was important. Every swish of the shawl, every jingle of the bell, every shake of whatever they were holding in their hands was important, and you could see it in their eyes. If somebody dropped a feather, for some that ritual was important. But for others, it wasn't important in that same way. Now, there's some that were just out there to have a good time, and you could tell by the way they were moving around that they enjoyed themselves. And there were a few times when I sat there and I actually caught that enthusiasm, that, wow, I'm having a good time. And I watched some of the singers. And I remember one particular guy, he was beating on that drum. And his eyes were focused really at nothing, but they were there. And he was really concentrating. And he was putting his effort in there. When he got done, he was sweating something fierce. He put everything into what he was doing. And I saw a couple sitting there, you know, and they were just having a good time. You see, each one of us does things for different reasons. And you know, there were some out there that they couldn't have really cared less. But they were just out there because maybe they wanted to be out there in front of people, or maybe somebody pushed them out there and said, you need to do this. But again, everybody has their own reasons. But all together, the powwow was a chance for people to celebrate who they are, to teach their family, this is where we came from, and this is kind of where we're going. And God did the same thing for the Israelites. And so here in Leviticus, I'd like us to look at the celebrations that were set in place. In many ways, these celebrations were Hebrew powwows. And I want you to look at how they celebrated. Leviticus 23, starting at the first verse, and I'm going to read it and skip and read and skip. But it starts out like this. The Lord said to Moses, speak to the Israelites and say to them, these are my appointed festivals, the appointed festivals of the Lord, which you are to proclaim as sacred assemblies. The Sabbath. There are 6 days that you may work, but the seventh day is a day of Sabbath rest, a day of sacred assembly. You are not to do any work wherever you live. This is a Sabbath to the Lord. So that's the first celebration. And when the Hebrews did this, this is what we are. And we do the same thing Sunday. As Christians, this is who we are. It's our celebration. We get together. We teach our kids. And we say, this is who we are. These are the Lord's appointed festivals, the sacred assemblies you are to proclaim at their appointed times. The Lord's Passover begins at twilight on the 14th day of the first month. I'm not going to try to pronounce the Hebrew word, but there it is. Each one of these has a name. I probably can't pronounce the Winnebago word for powwow either. But the point is, it's there. Okay, we all know about the Passover. Now, right together with the Passover is the festival of unleavened bread. It says on the 15th day of that same month, the first month, the Lord's festival of unleavened bread begins. For 7 days, you must eat bread made without yeast. On the first day, hold a sacred assembly and do no regular work. For 7 days, present a food offering to the Lord. And on the seventh day, hold a sacred assembly and do no regular work. Starts the day after the Sabbath, goes to the next Sabbath. Okay, it's right after the Passover. So you got two of them right together. So you've got the Passover and a whole week of celebration, not just 4 days. And it took quite of an investment because people would often come to Jerusalem. They would travel to get to Jerusalem to celebrate the Passover feast and the Feast of Unleavened Bread. Skipping down verse 9. The Lord said to Moses, speak to the Israelites and say to them, when you enter the land I am going to give to you and you reap its harvest, bring to the priest a sheaf of the first grain that you harvest. He is to wave the sheaf before the Lord, so it will be accepted on your behalf. The priest is to wave it on the day after the Sabbath. Okay? A simple offering. You bring your first fruits, the first grain that you get, and the priest waves it to the Lord. But it's a celebration. You don't do it at home. You get together and celebrate it together. First fruits. From the day after the Sabbath day that you brought the sheaf for the wave offering, count off 7 full weeks, counting off 50 days up to the day after the seventh Sabbath, and then present an offering of new grain to the Lord. Shavuot. We know it as Pentecost. And we studied about Pentecost earlier. And it was on Pentecost, remember, that the Holy Spirit came in Jerusalem and filled the disciples and many of the people. But it was already an established feast, a time when people got together and said, this is who we are. Pentecost, the harvest. When you reap the harvest, this is verse 22, I want you to note this. Do not reap to the very edges of your field or gather the gleanings of your harvest. Leave them for the poor and for the foreigner residing among you. I am the Lord your God. You see, in these celebrations, in the Hebrew powwows, there was instruction. This is the way we live. This is who we are. We take care of our own by not harvesting all the olives on the tree, or all the grapes on the vine, or all the wheat in the field. We leave some of it for the poor. Nowadays, we don't work quite that way, but we help our poor in other ways. God says, I am the Lord. This is your way of life. Celebrate it. Verse 23, the Lord said to Moses, say to the Israelites, on the first day of the seventh month, you are to have a day of Sabbath rest, a sacred assembly commemorated with trumpet blasts. Do no regular work, but present a food offering to the Lord. 7 months later, this is in the fall, you get together and you rest, a Sabbath, and you give offerings to the Lord, and you celebrate with your instruments. Just like we do here, only instead of trumpets, we use drums. Because it's who we are. It's our heritage. And the Lord said to Moses, on the 10th day of this seventh month is the Day of Atonement. So here you've got two together again. Hold a sacred assembly. And notice several of these. Assembly. That means you get together. You don't do this at home by yourself. You do it with other people. Like us. A sacred assembly, and deny yourselves, that's fasting, and present a food offering to the Lord. Do not do any work on that day, because it's the Day of Atonement, when you yourselves present a food offering to the Lord. Or no, when an atonement is made for you before the Lord your God. Now, I want you to listen. This is serious business. Those who do not deny themselves on that day must be cut off from their people. I will destroy from among their people anyone who does any work on that day. You shall do no work at all. This is to be a lasting ordinance for the generations to come wherever you live. It's a Sabbath, a day of Sabbath rest for you, and you must deny yourselves. From the evening of the ninth day of the month until the following evening, you are to observe your Sabbath. Day of Atonement. When people would celebrate that God is a forgiving God. That all the sins that we do can be forgiven by our God Almighty. And you see, it's so important that if you don't celebrate that, God says, you're not part of the people. The celebration says, this is who we are. This is where we've been. This is where we're going. We are God's people. And the Lord said to Moses, say to the Israelites, on the 15th day of the seventh month. So here's the same month, seventh month, the third celebration in that month. For 7 days. The 15th day of the seventh month, the Lord's Festival of Tabernacles begins, and it lasts for 7 days. The first day is a sacred assembly. Do no regular work. For 7 days, present food offerings to the Lord, and on the eighth day, hold a sacred assembly and present a food offering to the Lord. It is the closing special assembly. Do no regular work. So again, people are getting together. They put away their work. And in this case, they live outside of their houses. They put up little booths, little longhouses, if you will. teepees or whatever. They get out of their regular dwelling and they live outside to celebrate the 40 years in the wilderness. They're looking back and they're saying, look, this is where we were. This is who we are. We remember our heritage. A celebration, a festival, a powwow, if you will. Skipping down to verse 39. So the beginning with the 15th day of the 7th month, after you've gathered in the crops, this is in October, if you will, celebrate the festival to the Lord for 7 days. The first day is a day of Sabbath rest, and the 8th day is also a day of Sabbath rest. So Moses announced to the Israelites the appointed festivals of the Lord. Verse 44. So, all of those powwows, if you will. We celebrate who we are. Who God made us to be. Where He brought us from. And where we're going to. Now, all of the history of the Israelites is not nice. Some of it's great. But some of it isn't. And so if we study their festivals and we know what God required of them, then we ought to be able to look at ourselves and say, what does God require of us? Now, if you read between some of the parts that I skipped, several times it says this. This is to be a lasting ordinance for generations to come, wherever you live. You see, it's not tied just to the place that you were born or the place of your heritage. And the Israelites are now scattered over the whole world. And just as some of us, we travel. But wherever you go, you got to look back at, where did I come from? Why did God make me the way He made me? Now, if you study the Israelites' history, read through the whole Old Testament, and you find that whenever they forsook the festivals and they turned away from the laws of God and they forgot where they came from and they